Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
It's hard to be famous when your every move is broadcasted online. Because within the blink of an eye, those same people that once loved your content could be looking at you in a much harsher light. Although he may be hip-hop's favorite comedian, this is a situation which Drewski is getting familiar with. Because while he's still hugely popular and is getting big opportunities, there are more and more skeletons spilling out of his closet, with comments and connections he made coming back to haunt him. By now, you know who Drewski is. After making his name with skits online, he's continued to strike gold again and again with viral moments.
So, explain this. This is one question I got for you. When you say nigga, a lot of people are assuming that's gotta be racist. There's no way.
What is up with the fouling, and why would you say you're fouling so much out here?
You are so fine, bro.
Other than that, I'd like to ask about the game, man.
Throughout his entire career, Drewski has continued to land on his feet, getting more and more cosigns, alongside working with major brands and even sports teams. Along the way, it's become lucrative, particularly as he's leveraged relationships with some major artists to help make bank.
Drewski's making a lot of money from promo and albums, this and third. He got a couple TV shows or like digital shows, just like how, you know, I did a bunch of stuff with Complex. He's also being brought on tour by a lot of people. So like, he's on J. Cole's tour, I believe. So he'll come out and do like probably a 10 to 15 minute like opener type shit. He's getting a lot from, you know, just his social media presence.
And it's really no surprise because, let's be serious, he's often hilarious. But sometimes, Drewski has teetered into dangerous territory where some people feel they've gone too far. And in other situations, some of his connections within hip-hop and the loyalty he's shown to them has also led to some alarming speculation about him. And these days, let's just say that things are going left in rapid fashion. Recently, Drewski appeared on Kai Cenat's stream during his Mafia-thon with Kevin Hart. This wasn't really news because he and Kai are friends. But it's how Drewski conducted himself once he was there that caused all of the controversy. Because over the course of the entire sleepover stream, it seemed like he was on a mission to sabotage his entire reputation. For starters, he insulted a kid to the point that he covered his ears in horror of what he was hearing.
Not you. I'm talking about the little fat.
Yo, come on, bro.
Come on.
Fat. Yo.
Y'all been saying that to me all fucking night. Everybody call me the fat all night, but I can't call the other little fat.
Straight away, people could not believe it, including both the kid and his mom, because since it went down, they went on the offensive.
Drewski insulted me multiple times. And if you check on the YouTube video, they cut it out. You can only see me hugging LeBron James Jr. and Kai Cenat.
So, with that, they wouldn't let me get my son. Security would block me. The person in charge of telling me what's supposed to go on was saying that my son was crying because he didn't get no food, which was a lie. Older person, Drewski, was physically and mentally assaulting my son, calling my son a fat ass whatever he was saying. But he's a big ass silverback gorilla. He had no business talking to a 9-year-old like this. My son was there to do a job for acting, and that was not a part of it.
While the use of the N-word really won't help her attempts to get sympathy, the mom is still coming at his neck and is clearly shook up about her kid being publicly humiliated to a global audience prior to even becoming a teenager.
They fucking lied to us, you guys. And then they're supposed to have a teacher on set or a monitor, and they didn't have no monitor for me to watch my son. And sit here and watch my son cry and be bullied by this fat motherfucker.
For no reason, my stomach's just sitting there, you guys. You guys need to cancel Drewski. Because that's not okay what he did. You're not cool anymore, guys, and you suck.
As soon as it happened, some people who had been waiting for his fall-off were ecstatic. Drewski finally getting exposed as an overly mean bully. Can't wait for it to go downhill on that guy. Pretty much straight away, there have been attempts at damage control. For starters, Drewski did what comedians basically never do and tried to make amends for his comment.
Chicken locked up, uh-huh.
I got a couple drinks, bro, but that ain't no excuse, bro. For real. Like, I'm a bigger dude, you're a bigger dude. We on the same page, and like, I really do apologize. I understand. We got the same mindset. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, getting excited in here, you know what I mean? But I rock with you. What's your name?
Joseph.
You're a good dude, Joe.
From there, Tyson and I tried to shoot him some bail. Instead, the mother was purposefully blowing it out of proportion.
I'm gonna be honest. As soon as it was set, we caught it and said, he's a kid, chill. But not only that, I could kind of see. Now, this is forced a little bit. Like, my Duke's behind the camera, like, saying, yay, say this, this, and this, and this. We cut it out solely for the fact that we didn't want to put it on YouTube to make a joke out of it. Anyway, so that's how serious it is. So we made sure to cut it out so that no other viewers on YouTube can even see the joke. You feel me? Not only that, but Drewski, in detail, I think he apologized twice. Drewski is a comedian, so whatever the fucking first thing he says is going to come to his head. But he knew he was wrong. He actually apologized for this one.
But for a lot of those online, they felt like they had seen his true colors. Can't glue the plate back and make it how it was before. This is legit Drewski becoming every bully he's ever had. However, others felt like he didn't do anything wrong. It was just a reflection of how sensitive society is that it's even an issue. Not gonna lie, Drewski was OD, but parents like this are the reason the kids are like this. Either accept being fat and feed into the jokes, or lose the weight. It's honestly not that complicated. But this is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Drewski's tour of destruction. Because this wasn't the only incident that cast him in a bad light. And it wasn't just kids that got his wrath, but some of Kaisenat's friends as well. Most notably, the 18-year-old Ray from Taiwan, who was subject to some really questionable behavior. And the whole situation led to Kai being frustrated, if not outright angry by what went down.
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Ray.
Erase that. Over time, Ray got progressively sick of his behavior, eventually storming off.
He just told. Oh,
I'm so
see?
Confused what's going on right now.
See?
He thinks that.
How you gonna switch up on me? You just told me that shit was racist.
Hey, why you switch on me? I didn't do nothing, bro. I just walked past.
Oh, this nigga don't
even
know
this.
I
just walked past the hall and you told me about. Oh, they They kicked me out. I couldn't. Oh,
you switched. Why you switched?
I'm like, bro.
And once again, the whole scenario divided everyone. This is pretty bad in itself, but it only got worse when people realized that he actually had a history of this behavior. Once again, putting Kai in an awkward situation in a stream from 6 months back.
No, what the
Ray, you don't gotta do this.
Ray, you don't have to do this.
Don't do that no more,
bro.
No, don't do that.
Nah, that's a puppet thing.
Come on, hey, Ray. Kai, by the way, I hope you don't feel good about yourself.
Kai, don't do that.
This is what they do to circus. This is a circus. Right up there with it.
You're putting that there.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, you're putting that card.
Yeah, this is sad.
Listen, Ray, don't.
You, why you keep saying, oh, do the thing,
See, he doesn't understand.
Drewski saying Ray is from the circus like he wasn't juggling balls at Diddy's party last year. Kai is for real a real one. Kevin and Drewski was mad racist. Imagine if this was one black guy and three Taiwanese guys. He even took shots at Ray when he's not around to defend himself.
Is that rice?
No.
That was a strike. That was uncalled for. I shouldn't have said that.
Why the fuck would that be rice?
I shouldn't have said that was rice. See, I assumed it was rice. Kevin, you don't think I'm...
Rice.
It looked like fucking rice. Yeah, I thought it was white rice. That's what they fucking eat. I thought it was rice.
Yeah, we're gonna just
No, not that. No.
While that incident wasn't a good look, it wasn't the only part of the rampage that Drewski went on during Kai's stream. Along the way, he even managed to antagonize NPC Miles Morales, too.
300,000 people watching this right now.
300,000 people in here.
Wow. That's a lot of people who are watching while we're trying to go to sleep.
You're starting to get on my nerves.
What the fuck?
What? Hey, Kev, hey, yo. Yo, Kev. Okay, did I do anything? Just be real with me. I said nothing.
The second time came when Drewski began throwing a drummer's equipment around, leading Miles to completely crash out on him.
I'm just sick of this shit, bro. I just can't fucking do no more, man.
Hey, yo, real shit. Who the fuck you think you is? Who the fuck you think you is? You don't get your ass out of here.
Miles.
And still, he wasn't done either, because later on, he even made a mockery of Bryce James's attempt at a motivational speech.
Always have my favorite saying is, without a doubt, whatever you're doing.
Why are you laughing?
Nah, Drewski, you are rude.
Why are you laughing?
Nah, Drewski, you are fucking rude.
Why are you laughing?
Dude. Drewski, oh.
Why are you laughing?
Now, this whole experience clearly wasn't Drewski's finest hour, and for some people, it appears to be the final straw. But for others, it's not so much these kinds of instances that are the problem, but it's his ties to some of the most controversial figures in hip-hop today, particularly Diddy, who he cites as an influence.
I was influenced by P. Diddy, and when he had the Making the Band show, that's why I can't look this way when I'm talking. That's why I said P. Diddy.
Over the years, Diddy and Drewski have sparked up a professional relationship, and maybe even a personal friendship. At one point, they even filmed a skit together where Drewski invaded one of Diddy's houses, where some of those alleged atrocities happened.
Owned by a black man. Don't mind if I do. I wouldn't. Shot.
These days, he's tried his best to keep the details scant about their relationship.
Yeah. That's why I said I was inspired by P. Diddy. That's what I was talking about.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill
insulin
cravings.
Sensitivity.
One cheese day.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Cygnos.
Why the fuck do y'all keep looking at me like that? When I say that, I'm saying that I'm inspired by the way he was talking to his people at his label. Well, I ain't say that. I ain't say that. I like the way that he was talking to the people at his label on the show, you know, like, yeah. So that's the same way we do our business, yeah.
And as the heat got churned up on Puff, Drewski got increasingly shifty about the whole thing. During his $1 million worth of game interview, he even straight up shut it down, leaving Gilly looking a little disappointed in how promptly he tried to end the conversation.
You ever been to one of Diddy parties?
Yeah, I've been in attendance. I've been in attendance. Hey, what the fuck you smirking for?
How you saying that?
I said, I've been in attendance. I have been in attendance.
We never been. We just asking.
Yeah.
Did I have fun? Yeah, I mean, it was a party. I wouldn't have won them parties. I've been in attendance. Yeah, I went. Yeah. I don't know which party. The party I went to, it was girls turn up, you know what I'm saying? The regular, you know what I mean?
Party, wait, what party?
That's crazy.
And how he handled it wasn't overlooked by the public. He really got defensive really fast. He's completely right. They asked him a simple question. Now, it's just a recurring theme that every time the topic is brought up, he acts really evasive. He even left the room when it was brought up during Kai's stream.
Let's get out of here.
No, I have not, but guess who I thought was my neighbor?
Who?
Diddy.
Okay.
All right.
Let's just go. Hey, let's go on the rest. Jesus Christ.
Let's just go, man. I mean, what the? Keep the tour going.
Kev, come back.
No.
Kev.
No.
Kev.
Alongside hanging out with other infamous hosts of white parties like Michael Rubin, Drewski has also damaged his credibility during his relationship with Ruby Rose. It all began when they were first seen getting pretty cozy on camera. From there, they went public with the relationship. From the outset, people couldn't really believe it. But within 2 weeks, it all came crashing down. And initially, Drewski claimed it was because he couldn't keep up with her lifestyle.
What happened?
You know, it comes with a lot. And I wasn't really, I don't know if I was prepared yet. Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot from it. So I think coming out of that, you know, you better have them pockets ready.
So what is it?
I ain't saying that's what happened.
No, I'm saying. So I want to understand. So was it more financial when you deal with a woman of that caliber?
Yeah, but I think it's all, you just got to be ready. Because you don't know when you're going to have to be pulling that wallet out.
But before long, we'd realize how true that really was. Because she aired him out and said the whole thing was a financial transaction. I only give it up if I'm in love. I don't give a fuck how much money a man got. I'm rich as fuck. He is funny and nice though. Soon, he was getting trolled like never before. I mean, he wasn't lying. Too expensive to keep her, doing the PR. Suddenly, Drewski was faced with one of the biggest L's of his entire time in the spotlight. Because when you're operating in a realm between hip-hop and comedy, paying a girl for a falsified relationship is never gonna do you any favors once it's revealed. And speaking of hip-hop, another issue that Drewski is facing at the moment is his allegiance to a rapper who knows quite a lot about taking L's these days, in Drake. Way back in 2020, Drewski struck up a bond with Drizzy based on nothing other than the rapper being a fan of his content. And soon, he'd give him a major boost to his career when an appearance in one of his music videos helped catapult him to fame.
What are you doing?
What?
Wait, yo, you straight?
Yeah, I'm good. No.
You sure?
You got a tissue?
No. Why would...
Okay.
Yo, it's...
And Drewski seemed nothing but thankful of Drake giving him this opportunity.
I'd probably say Drake gave me a great opportunity with the Laugh Now, Cry Later video.
Mm.
Yeah. A big opportunity with that. I was actually going to tat Laugh Now, Cry Later. Yeah, I'd probably put it on my leg or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But definitely was probably going to tap that just because it was one of those moments that did change my life. Yeah.
Soon, he even had Drake modeling his merch on Instagram.
Drewski had sent me a Colorado University hoodie and fuck. But the quality on his merch is super fucking cool. So like whatever.
And at one stage, he even had Drake pop onto his stream to be a potential coulda been signee. Yeah,
put you all this shit like this easy.
Yeah. Let me see a TV. I want to know what my lifestyle is going to be like.
Nah, it's gonna be sitting on this little shit right here, man.
What the fuck?
I'll get you some light so you can see. Yeah. Don't fuck with us. Damn.
And with all the issues Drizzy is having with UMG right now, he probably wishes he took whatever deal Drewski was offering. With all the things that Drake has done for him, it's no surprise that he feels a degree of loyalty for him. But it's not so much of him showing solidarity that's the issue. Instead, it's the petty way he's going about it that's the problem. At times, he's tried to stifle Not Like Us from being played in the club. Then, he did the same when K-Dot was played during Kaisenat's stream. As Drake has continued to be recognized as the loser in the beef by most, Drewski has kept right on his side to the point he's now caping for the entire nation of Canada.
Hey, you see Rick Ross got into it with Canadians over there? They jumped in for playing Not Like...
Sleep on them Canadians, I told y'all. I've been said that.
Right.
Ultimately, the end result of everything that's going down is Drewski has gone from universally beloved to more of a divisive figure. But there's an argument to be made that this is a necessity for his brand, particularly when you consider what he's best known for these days. Although it's a big part of his content, Coulda Been Records has become the leading light of his empire to the point that he even made it a TV show. And while it's entertaining to see, it goes away to explain how he wound up just going off at people like he did at Kaisenat's stream. Because when you think about it, the concept of him bringing these hopefuls on to sign to his imaginary record label is basically to clown people. Sometimes it's good natured.
You sound white Jamaican.
Yeah.
You white Jamaican.
Anything you want, say brother.
I ain't never met a white Jamaican. That's crazy.
We're outside.
You're making me crazy. Bullet! So you out here in UK, but you from Jamaica. Like it's
no, so I'm from the UK, but we represent for Jamaica.
But then you have other times like his run-in with the Backpack Kid on another Kaisenat video.
What's your name, big bro?
Backpack Kid.
Huh? Backpack Kid, yeah. I remember him. Crazy. He wanted TikTok.
Man.
Yeah.
Do what I do.
He wanted TikTok.
Who does he play?
No, he don't play shit. He do the floss.
Yeah, you know
the little dance, yeah.
Yeah, he used to see you and your kids do it on Snapchat. Oh. It's on Fortnite.
So what happened to the money that they did give you from beginning of when you started the dance?
What happened?
Like, I'm saying, like, you remember you had your years were like 2016, 2017. What happened after that? What'd you do with the money?
I mean, I invested some of it. I spent a lot
Smart
of it.
Smart dude. What'd you do with the money? Let's talk about it. What'd you do? What happened to the money?
Wait, no. Can we let him play?
My bad.
What are you doing? So is this you sing or do you play?
I just play.
What'd you do with the money from back in the day?
Wait, can we just let him play the piano?
My bad. He don't want to talk about it.
Alright, this is good.
Get the fuck out of here, stupid ass shit.
You must be ready.
Fucking bullshit.
How y'all like it?
I don't want to hear no fucking piano. It's 2024.
I didn't forget what you said last time.
What you gotta say.
You said I could die.
I don't give a fuck.
I didn't do nothing to you, bro.
Fuck
I didn't do nothing to you, bro. You said I could die.
Get him the fuck out of here. Get him out first and then get the other.
Get him out. Wait. And then get this fucking keyboard. This cheap ass keyboard out here.
Get a cheap ass.
No, it's alright, bro.
Obviously, there are some people who eat this up, but for others, each incident like this is a step towards ruining his repair job in someone's eyes. I can't stand Drewski from the moment he pulled out the cord from that boy's keyboard. Yeah, joking is one thing, and bullying is another. For Drewski, making this kind of content isn't a calculated risk, because obviously, viral moments are key to his success. But he certainly takes things pretty far, and this might be a problem in another way. Let's think about the time he claimed he slept with Young Ma.
Go stuff for stuff, nigga.
Young M.A. Fuck that. Can't name another stuff better than that. I fucked it. Took it. Fuck that.
Took it?
No.
What you mean you took it? Took it?
On other occasions, it's even led to potential beefs, leading him to being checked by NBA Youngboy for saying his baby mama resembled the comedian. Then, there was the time Famous Dex warned him to not make jokes about him anymore.
I don't know you, so why you want to post all that old shit? I know you're a comedian. Brother, you're a black man. I salute you. But don't put my name in your mouth and it's negative. Say, Dex doing good. You know what I'm saying? Just say it, bro.
To Drewski, it seems like if he's not causing controversy, he's doing something wrong. Ultimately, he is a comedian, and for the most part, he gives as good as he gets. Like his appearance on Flagrant, for example, where he got a drastic taste of his own medicine. Oh.
Number 2 in America in karate.
What, black guy?
Mm-hmm.
Black guy.
Come on.
Not sure enough. I don't know you guys' names.
Come on, black guy.
So, yes, Alex was.
Alex. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Come on. Oh,
too much.
Jeez, chill. Give the fat guy a break.
Plus, he's obviously accepted the routine trolling of his friend Jack Harlow. Never needed no PR, or stylist, or trainer, or nutritionist. If Drewski wanted to keep things as they are, he'd probably be able to coast through a successful career. But the problem is that with incidents like what we saw during the weekend, he might be damaging his potential upside in the mainstream world that he's beginning to infiltrate and has always said that he aimed for. When you think back to his humble beginnings, it's really crazy how he's came up. Some kids would be like, yo, I want to be best dressed or I want to be the best athlete. I used to literally say in my mind in elementary school, I want to be the funniest this year. I want to be the funniest kid in class. I would just fuck off all class and act like an ass. Upset isn't even the right word. He said of his parents' reactions to his antics. My mom used to love it, like literally crying. Even though he was intent on becoming a comedy star, Drewski tried to study sports broadcasting just to keep his parents happy, but promptly dropped out of college.
I think I did 1 year at GGC, which is like a close school to where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Georgia Southern and I did like half a semester.
Jesus.
And just stopped going to classes, just all in general.
From there, the sketches began, and after a little bit of convincing from his friends, he decided to make a career out of it.
The first time I was kind of forced to do it because my homeboy just recorded me and I was just like talking shit at a gas station and he just started recording me. He was just like, yo, because at that point they had been telling me to do it. So he just, my close homeboys, he just forced me and he just recorded me. It was like, yo, just post it. And I posted it. And like everybody like locally that knew me, they're like, thank God. Like, yo, please keep doing this. This is so funny.
Right.
And I was just like, yo, if I could do this, this is going to be easy. Like, yo.
Yeah, because it's
I'm
like.
I'm going to kill this.
After his humble beginnings, Drewski has came a long way and a lot of people want to see him win. I hope Drewski becomes a household name. He's on his way for sure. Man's got raw comedic talent. He's one of those guys that can make absolutely anything sound funny. And in a lot of ways, he is. After all, he's become such a valuable commodity that he once got scammed into making a commercial for a guy that wound up making millions off his likeness. And all Drewski got out of it was some free pictures.
And I sent him the video. I see this video
everywhere.
Because my at the time, I had just done Drake music video.
Yeah.
So my face was like, everybody's like, oh, this is the new comedy dude. I'm seeing on Snapchat. I'm going to YouTube. I'm like, damn. Somebody said, thank you, man. You changed my life. I'm turning this into a $1 million business. And I think he sent me like, out of love, I think he sent me like 10K. But
while this might be enough for some people, Drewski has always wanted more. And with his antics and ties to people like Diddy, he might be in risk of putting a ceiling on his acceptability to Hollywood. In interviews, Drewski has always been pretty open that sketches on IG aren't his end goal. I really want to leave my own mark on the world when I leave it, he told GQ. I want my Talladega Nights or Bad Boys. But bearing his appearance in Praise This alongside Chloe Bailey and a few episodes on Grown-ish, his acting experience outside of music videos and his own content is pretty slim. This is a problem which comes down to his brand management. Because while he's living his best life in commercials for Google and Nike, it seems like no Hollywood studio or even streaming service like Netflix is willing to take a chance on him. In fact, in an interview with New York Times, he revealed that he was yet to land a major theatrical role even after 2 years of auditions. But he's still pushing forward. That's part of the hustle, he said. The no's are what gets you the yeses. This is exactly what the argument comes down to. Is Drewski not getting these roles because he's not good enough? Or is it because these major companies are nervous about pumping money into him just for a joke on stream to get him canceled? While there's still plenty of time for him to reach these goals and aspirations, he can't afford too many more slip-ups like we've seen lately. Because if he's not careful, he's going to wind up with a toxic brand that no one will be willing to invest a lot of money into or build on. All love to Drewski on this one, I'm just pointing out how things could go wrong if he's not careful with his career. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.